Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From 2 Kings 12, verse 15, they acted with complete honesty. In the Old Testament, when King Joash repaired the temple, we're told the money brought into the temple was paid to the workers. They did not require an accounting from those to whom they gave the money to pay the workers because they acted with complete honesty. And because integrity was practiced, the nation of Israel prospered. James Madison, one of America's founding fathers and a signatory to the Constitution, wrote, "The aim of every political constitution is, or ought to be, first to obtain for rulers men who possess most wisdom to discern and most virtue to pursue the common good of the society, and in the next place to take the most effectual precautions for keeping them virtuous whilst they continue to hold their public trust." Nowadays, most surveys show that trust in our political and business leaders is at the lowest point on record. We believe they have only two things in mind, to get rich and to stay in power. And sadly, good leaders receive the same broad brush stigma. So what should you do? Well, number one, pray for those in authority. Prayer is the conduit through which God's influence is brought to bear in any situation. If you believe that, you will pray. And number two, support godly leadership. The Bible says, "Godliness makes a nation great, but sin is a disgrace to any people." Take an interest in their decisions and praise those actions which show God's influence at work. And number three, get personally involved. Edmund Burke is attributed with saying, "All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing." One person plus God can change things, so endeavor to be that person. From Vision's Word for Today, "To be godly is to be good," part three.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.